about the fact that our children really are could possibly be victims of domestic violence themselves, and from their dating partners or even from their parents. Really.
And they're sort of conditioned to keep things from parents, and so it's not that unusual for parents to see their kids being secretive because that's the way the teenagers are.
That's right. So in 2010, National Teen Dating Violence Awareness and Prevention Month was declared by Congress. And the purpose is really, let's raise awareness, let's provide information to teens, and let's provide it to parents to know what to look for and how do we break this cycle. And the important thing about breaking this cycle is these kids, if this is occurring to them as a teenager, it's probably going to continue into adulthood, a life cycle. And we want to stop that. We don't want this to develop. We don't want them to think, hey, this is all right to be treated this way by my boyfriend. So when I marry, it'll be all right for my husband to treat me like this, or vice versa, a girlfriend and wife. So we want to break that cycle, and we want to get communities involved. We talk about the opiate epidemic, and the communities really have gotten involved in the churches and law enforcement and the hospitals and EMS and citizens and going, this is a problem, and in the medical profession saying, how do we correct this? Same thing here. This is a problem. How do we correct this? Some statistics I looked up, and part of it was from the CDC, actually. 1.5 million high school students in the U.S. are going to experience physical abuse from a dating partner just in the last year. So that's quite high. And 3 in 4 parents don't talk to teens about domestic violence. And again, you talk about talk about sex, I guess, and it's awkward, and how do you talk to your kid, this is your child, and domestic violence, maybe we don't think about it, maybe, I wouldn't say it's as awkward a conversation, but maybe we just don't really think that's something that's going to happen with our teenager, and so we don't discuss some things they should look for, or warning signs, or how to prevent themselves or get themselves out of a relationship if those things are happening, certainly.
Certainly, this has become part of the national dialogue the last several months with the whole, the Me Too campaign, and it's being talked about at a national level. Granted, it's a lot of celebrities and things like that, but it certainly can open the door for parents to talk to their kids about dating violence.
Right. It's never too late to approach the topic and discuss it with them, and it's the violence. It could be physical, sexual violence, psychological, or emotional violence. Mm-hmm. And that's really a big thing with kids and or stalking. Somebody, they date a little bit, and, that teenage mind or that young mind that's not completely developed, they think because their girlfriend or boyfriend breaks up, it's the end of the world and life will never go on. And then that persistent harassment, and it can be in person or electronically, and certainly we're in that electronic age, text messages, Facebook, the police department, we see numerous reports of continuous phone harassment. Somebody's blowing my phone up. They're sending these threatening texts. They're saying these things about me on Facebook. And so these kids, they're even though it's not physical, it takes an emotional toll on these kids, and it can, as I said, it happens with current partners and former partners, as I said.
And by the way, that kind of harassment, that is a punishable offense. I mean, you can call the police department and say, look, this guy is stalking me on Facebook or spreading rumors or whatever. And you certainly, that's not an unwarranted phone call, is it?
No, it's not. Not at all. So certainly call and make that report. And especially, there's, like I said, you talk about this happening and it's repeated. And it's very hard on the victim. And so, like you said, there's laws that'll take care of that, sure.
Like I said before, I mean, teens are notoriously private and don't like to talk about these things. But if you notice a change in your kid's behavior, if they're becoming withdrawn, if they're not discussing relationships whereas they used to, I mean, if you see a change, something's up.
Right, the moodiness. So are they depressed? Are they starting to become antisocial? They don't want to go out with their friends, or they're like you said, they're when they're first with that boyfriend or girlfriend, they're in love and they're all happy, and but all of a sudden when they're not talking about it anymore, or they're engaging in unhealthy behavior, and suicide's always a concern. It's, young kids, they don't think of the consequences of their actions and that things are permanent or that there are solutions to problems. They just you know, I don't want to be picking on younger kids, but they see things sometimes that this is the end of the world for me, and it's never going to be fixed, but it will.
Oh, absolutely. It can be. Yeah, if you could go back and talk to your teenage self, you'd have that conversation with them.
Sometimes I say stuff I shouldn't, and I said to some people giving a class, you can always dig yourself out of that hole. I've dug some deep holes, but there's a way to get out of it. There's always a way to try to climb out of that hole and maybe fix things.
Yeah, absolutely. Everything is fixable for sure. February, Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month. Good conversation for all of us to have with our kids. Doug, thanks for coming in. Always appreciate it.
Thanks, Paul.